Well, it's neither. It's not magic and it's not complicated. It all just happened really, really, really fast. Computer scientists built these amazing, beautiful machines, but they made them very, very foreign to us, and also the language we speak to the computer, so that we don't know how to speak to the computers anymore without our fancy user interfaces. And that's why no one recognized that when I was conjugating French irregular verbs, I was actually practicing my pattern recognition skills. And when I was excited about knitting, I actually was following a sequence of symbolic commands that included loops inside of them, and that Bertrand Russell's lifelong quest to find an exact language between English and mathematics found its home inside of a computer. I was a programmer, but no one knew it. The kids of today, they tap, swipe, and pinch their way through the world. But unless we give them tools to build with computers, we are raising only consumers instead of creators. This whole quest led me to this little girl. Her name is Ruby. She's 6 years old. She's completely fearless, imaginative, and a little bit bossy. And every time I would run into a problem in trying to teach myself programming, like what is object-oriented design or what is garbage collection, I would try to imagine how a six-year-old little girl would explain the problem.